欢迎进入常春藤生活英语。我们提供您新鲜的流行新知，实用的生活绘画，丰富的旅游介绍，详尽的全民英检。现在就让我们一同体验常春藤生活英语的魔法世界吧。
Good day and welcome to Enjoy English. My name's Amanda.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Lorraine.
Lorraine.
And today Amanda is Australian.
G'day. That's right.
G'day, mate.
Okay, and that's the end of my Australianisms.
Okay.
Thank goodness.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you, Teacher Lorraine. Today is Monday the 10th, and we are looking at our fiction for the month. We've got a great story called Murphy's Law.For today and tomorrow. Now, Murphy's Law, if you look at the little subtitle, it says anything that can go wrong will go wrong. What does that mean? Well, let's say you leave for work. You go outside, you run out the door, you shut the door, you realize you forgot both your cell phone and your keys. And you're like, oh, well, whatever, I'm late for work. You run for the bus, you miss the bus.A car goes by and you get splashed with a puddle of water. You finally take a taxi and you have an extra $200 in your pocket and the fare is $210. And so on. If anything can go wrong, it will go wrong. This is Murphy's Law. And sometimes it seems like one is overwhelmed with Murphy's Law, like things go wrong one after the other.
So, you know...What does law here mean?
Well, we're not talking about like 法律的那种规定
No.
No, this is like the law of gravity. Do you know how to say that in Chinese?
地心引力
Yeah, if you throw something up, it has to come down、
mm-hmm.
because of the law of gravity.、
Ah.
So we call this Murphy's Law. Is it really a natural law? No. But it does seem like oftentimes when things go wrong...You know, many things go wrong at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
We can also say, when it rains, it pours.
Okay?
This is what we say. If you're having a really bad day or a bad week or a bad month or year, whatever.
Don't expect it will, like, you know, turn good right away.
Yeah, and things keep going wrong. You say, oh, well, you know, if anything can go wrong, it will.
Uh-huh.
We call that Murphy's Law. It's like a...
法则
It's like a 偏语, like a phrase、
that
we use.
Okay, 所以这里的这个 law 不是法律，是比较像是一个法则或是一个定律这样的感觉。那么刚刚两位老师解释的非常清楚，这个是一个非常 negative 的定律。所以呢，let's learn more about it.
Okay, but before we do, let us help you with
building your vocabulary.
Number one is hesitant.
Don't be hesitant, Teacher Steve.
Okay, I'm sorry. Hesitant.
A very well demonstrated hesitant. 好，就是犹豫的、迟疑的，所以Steve老师就演得很像。Okay.
Come on, Steve, you can do it.
Okay. All right, that's enough. You will miss this chance if you are hesitant. This is true, students. If you wait, well...You might lose.
Yeah, that's right. 而且机会一来你一定要抓住。要不然很多时候呢它不会再来。
Number two is pour. Pour.
这里是倒或者是灌或者注入什么液体。
Alice poured some juice into a cup.
Okay. Could you please pronounce P-O-O-R for us?
Pour.
And this one?
Pour.
Okay. 所以各位同学发音要小心。哦、一个是可怜或很穷是念
pour.
那么倒东西倒什么东西是
pour
okay
they're pretty much the same、
mm-hmm. they're very similar students
slight、yeah. difference
not much、
mm-hmm.
the reason Chinese people notice differences like that is because you have tones in your language、
uh-huh.
like ma 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 ma
that's right
right
有四声
but when we say oh that poor guy Amanda will you pour me a cup of coffee to usEven though it's spelled differently, and we know that it's a different word.
From the context.
Yes, it sounds exactly the same.
Okay, 好
And we never say, and I hear this often because of KK, we never say poor. Oh, that poor guy.
That sounds like poor cha.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not poor.
Okay. 所以呢非常的有趣啊。那 would you suggest students just pronounce the same?
Yes, actually.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, people can tell what they mean from the context, right?
Exactly. From the sentence, what does it mean?
Exactly. And so we have just demonstrated different ways to say, or actually the same sound, to say out the same sound.
That's right. 好，因为呢 ,Steve 老师刚才建议就是说其实两个等于几乎是念的是相同都是 poor, right?
Yeah.
但是呢因为呢你从上下文会知道你在讲的是很穷还是你在倒水。所以其实你不需要特别的去把它念成刚刚我们讲 P-O-O-R 变 poor 好其实那个反而是大家听起来外国老师听起来会觉得以为在讲普洱茶那个普洱
And if you're talking about 你脸上的毛细孔Poor, P-O-R-E
Yeah
Sounds the same to us
Yeah That's right, okay
Sounds the same
第三个很根本就发音也是一样的字、
poor.
就是脸上的毛细孔、oh.
Yep And that was demonstrating another one.
Yeah.
Well done, Steve, for using the word demonstrate so many times.
Yeah. Yes, you guys didn't catch
no,
me.
No, I totally did.
I
was going to demonstrate pouring water into my cup.
Oh, not onto my head?
That's tempting.
Students, what are we talking about? We're talking about word number three, demonstrate. Demonstrate.
这里是动词当示范用。
I'll demonstrate how to use this machine later.
好，那么刚 Steve 老师做了很多的 demonstration 是关于这个 pronunciation of poor, okay?
And let's look at our phrases for learning. Number one is sign up for.
报名参加什么的课程
Lisa signed up for a yoga class to stay fit.
Number two is browse through.
浏览
Browse through.
浏览
I spent 30 minutes browsing through this magazine.
And number three is be all thumbs. Be all thumbs.
笨手笨脚
I am all thumbs when I play the guitar. That means I play the guitar very poorly.
对因为全部都是大拇指所以就会很糟
Let's look at our extra words. Number one is pastry chef. Pastry chef.
糕点师傅
Number two is mixture. Mixture.
混合物或混合料
Number three is egg white. Egg white.
蛋白
Number four is cocoa. Cocoa.
可可粉
Number five is cinnamon. Cinnamon.
肉桂
Number six is disaster. Disaster.
失败或者是灾难
When I see all these words together, pastry chef, cocoa, and then disaster, it sounds fun.
Let's have a look at the first paragraph.
Candy signed up for a cooking class because she wanted to improve her cooking skills. After she browsed through the list, she chose a baking class. Candy had often thought that becoming a pastry chef would be fun. However,She had always been too hesitant to try it. On the first day of class, Candy was all thumbs. It seemed the other students were better at baking than she was. She feared she might be the worst student in the class, but she decided to try her best.
That's a good attitude, Candy.
Mm-hmm. It is.
So she signed up for a cooking class.Signed up for is our first phrase for listening, for learning rather. We could also say registered. She registered for a cooking class, a class to learn how to cook, because she wanted to improve her cooking skills. She wanted to make her skills better.
Very good. 一开始呢我们的主角 Candy 呢她呢就报名了一个烹饪的课程。为什么呢因为呢她想要来这个加强她的 cooking skills, 就我们讲她的厨艺。
After she browsed through the list, she chose a baking class. So, after she browsed, after she looked through this list, browse through is number two in our phrases for learning. After she looked through the list of cooking classes that they had, she decided to take a baking class.
OK, 接下来讲到，那么在他浏览过了这个整个课程的名单之后，课程表之后，所以这里的 the list 后面呢，省略了 of the cooking classes, 啊，或者是这个整个全部的 classes, 他选了什么呢？就是一个烘焙的课， baking 就是烘焙面包、烘焙蛋糕、饼干的那个动词。
Mm. Yep.
那么这里的话呢， chose 它刚好是 choose 的 past tense,、
mm-hmm.
so can we spell choose please?
C-H-O-O-S-E.C-H-O-O-S-E, choose.
嗯，这是一个不规则变化动词，所以要小心。
Candy had often thought that becoming a pastry chef would be fun. She had often thought she had thought about this many times before, and she thought that becoming, learning to be, a pastry chef would be fun. Pastry chef is word number one in our extra words. Now, students, although we have teach, teacher,dance dancer,、
mm-hmm.
we do not have cook cooker.
No.
Someone who cooks for a living is a chef. A pastry chef focuses on making pastries, cakes, cookies, normally sweet things, but also it might also include some breads.
Okay.那么接下来讲到呢，那么 Candy had thought, 这里把它画下来、哦、这是一个过去完成式。为什么要过去完成式呢？因为在他报名这个课程之前、哦、他总是认为呢，成为一个这个糕饼师傅、烘焙师傅呢，会很好玩。那么在他成为这个他报名之前呢，他是这样想的。那报名这件事情他报了没？已经报了，所以比过去事情还要再更早一步，你要用一个过去完成式。
However, she had always been hesitant to try it. She always thought that becoming a pastry chef would be fun, but she had always been too hesitant. She was always a little, you know, worried or scared. Hesitant、mm. is word number one in our extra words. She didn't really dare to try it.
嗯，没错。那么接下来讲到，然而他虽然一直都觉得应该当个糕饼师傅会很好玩，可是呢，他一直都很犹疑，有一点害怕而没有去尝试它。那么一样，这个都是在报名课程之前，所以我们又看到一个过去完成式是 had been 啊。那 been 的后面只要接一个形容词就可以了。同时这里有一个 to 怎么样 to 啊，这个 too 哒哒哒 to 是指太过怎么样，以至于没有做这件事。
On the first day of class, so at the first class, Candy was all thumbs. To be all thumbs is in our phrases for learning. She was not able to do the things that she was expected to do. Maybe she dropped things.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't very good at what she was supposed to be doing.
Okay, 但是呢，她这个在她的第一天上课的时候呢 ，Candy 整个人就是笨手笨脚，整个就是手忙脚乱。你就可以用 be all thumbs 这个片语。
It seemed the other students were better at baking than she was. It seemed. It appeared.That the other students were better at, were more able at baking than she was.
Okay, 那么接下来讲到，看起来似乎怎么样呢？其他的学生呢，都比他来得会烘焙，技巧都比他好。那么刚刚的 it seemed 看起来似乎，而梅老师用另外一个字叫 appeared,
A P P E A R E D, A P P E A R E D, appeared.
She feared she might be the worst student in the class. So she was worried, she was scared that she was the worst student in the class because she was all thumbs, she wasn't a good cook, but she has a great attitude.
Mm.
She decided, she chose...to try her best, to do her best.
That's right, okay? 所以呢，他非常害怕自己将会是班上最逊、最差的那个学生，但是他依旧决定要试试看，要全力以赴。那么刚刚的 she feared, 这里 Steve 用了两个字，我们可以学下来。第一个是 worried.
W-O-R-R-I-E-D, W-O-R-R-I-E-D, worried. The other one was scared, S-C-A-R-E-D.S-C-A-R-E-D, scared.
Let's have a break. We'll be back shortly. Hi, welcome back. Let's have a look at the second and third paragraphs. The second day of class was going better, and although she was still anxious, Candy was feeling more confident. It seemed to her that mixing everything together was quite easy. When that was done, she poured the mixture into a cake pan. Then she placed the pan in the oven. As the cakes baked, Candy and the others watched the teacher demonstrate how to properly decorate a cake. Afterwards, it was time to take out the cakes. Unfortunately for Candy, something had gone wrong with hers. It looked and smelled terrible. After the teacher checked and tasted the cake, she said Candy had made several huge mistakes. Instead of using sugar, she used salt. Instead of only using egg whites, she used whole eggs. And last, instead of using cocoa, she used cinnamon. It was a disaster that only Murphy's Law could explain. That really was a disaster.
It was. So the second day of class was going better. The first day she was scared and worried, but the second day of class seemed to be going better. And although, even though she was still anxious, she was still a little bit worried and nervous, Candy was feeling more confident. She was feeling, you know, wow, maybe I can do this.
That's right. Okay, 所以接下来第二段讲到，那么上课的第二天呢，进行的就比较顺利咯。Was going better, 可是做进行的比较好了。那么虽然呢，她依然是非常的 anxious, 就是很不安，有点紧张。但是呢，这里的中文的但是英文不要再加 but, 因为 although but 会变成一个错误的双重的这个连接。所以呢 ,Candy was feeling, 就是她感觉到比较有自信了。那么刚刚呢 ,anxious, 不安或紧张的时候 ,Steve 老师用到一个字叫 nervous。
N-E-R-V-O-U-S, N-E-R-V-O-U-S, nervous.
It seemed to her that mixing everything together was quite easy. It seemed to her, or it appeared to her, a word I used in the first half, that mixing everything together, that combining all of the ingredients together, was quite easy. She thought, making a cake is quite easy.
That's right. 然后接下来呢，讲到为什么他比较有自信了呢？因为似乎啊，事情似乎看起来对他来说，就是要把一些东西混在一块儿，好像没有那么难啊。因为把很多东西混在一起是一件相当容易的事。那个 quite 就是相当。
When that was done, when the mixing was done, she poured the mixture. Mixture is word number two in our extra words,and we can also call this.Cake batter, B-A-T-T-E-R, B-A-T-T-E-R. The mixture that you have when you put eggs and sugar and flour and that into a cake is called the cake batter.
在中文叫做面团。
面团 is dough for bread.
Okay, 但是对蛋糕来说的那个做好的那个混合物就叫 batter.
Yeah, that's called batter.
Yeah, 我们也说面团。
Oh, really? It's the same. Okay. Yeah. So, pour also is word number two in building your vocabulary. So, she poured this mixture into a cake pan, a pan that's made to cook cakes in, to bake cakes.
然后接下来讲到了 when that, 那个 that 的词就是混东西，把东西都打在一块儿。那个 that was done, 已经被做好了。那么他呢就把那个面粉团那个蛋糕的那个前身就把它倒进了一个蛋糕锅里。
Then she placed the pan in the oven. She put the pan in the oven to bake the cake.
然后接下来呢，她就把那个锅或者我们说的烤盘呢，就放进了这个烤炉里头。
As the cakes baked, while the cakes were baking, because all the students had made cakes, Candy and the others, Candy and the other students, watched the teacher demonstrate how to properly decorate a cake.Demonstrate is number three in building your vocabulary, so the teacher showed how to properly decorate a cake.
Very good. 那么接下来讲到当这个 as 就是当蛋糕正在烘烤的期间呢，那么 Candy 跟其他的学生呢就看着老师来 demonstrate 就是示范或者等于刚刚 Amel 老师讲的 show 如何呢来适当的正确的装饰蛋糕。
Afterwards, it was time to take out the cakes. So after, they learned how to properly decorate a cake, we say afterwards. That means something that happens after something else.
That's right.
It was time to take out the cakes.
Okay, 接下来讲到，而在大家都看完之后呢，也到了该把蛋糕取出烤箱的时候了，叫 it was time to.
Unfortunately for candy, or too bad for candy.
Unluckily.
Unluckily, good. Something had gone wrong with hers. There was something wrong with her cake.
但是呢，很不幸的对 Candy 来说呢，似乎她的蛋糕出了一些问题。这里的 something had gone wrong, 就是出了一些差错。那么刚刚讲的 unfortunately, 或者是 unluckily, 这个字也可以拼起来。
Unluckily.
Thank you.
U-N-L-U-C-K-I-L-Y. U-N-L-U-C-K-I-L-Y. Unluckily. So what happened? It looked and smelled terrible. So it looked not at all right when she took it out of the oven and it smelled terrible. It smelledAwful.
天哪，所以接下来就讲到呢，因为呢，它的蛋糕看起来跟闻起来都很糟糕。
After the teacher checked and tasted the cake, she said Candy had made several huge mistakes. So, we're saying right here that Candy's teacher checked this, and after the teacher saw this, so she checked, she tasted, she said,Honey, you made some huge mistakes.
Oh,
really? Big mistakes.
Yeah.
Okay. 所以呢，在老师帮他检查以及稍微尝尝他的蛋糕之后呢，他就告诉了 Candy 说呢，你呢已经犯了好几个很严重的错误。
Instead of using sugar, she used salt. So where the recipe called for maybe a cup of sugar, she added a cup of salt instead. Instead of only using egg whites,She used whole eggs. Egg whites is word number 3. 蛋白. Okay.
What about 蛋黄?
Egg yolk. Y-O-L-K. Y-O-L-K. So she used whole eggs, the white and the yolk, instead of only the egg whites.
那么呢,应取而代之用糖,你用了盐巴,取而代之只应该用蛋白的,她却用了整颗蛋。
And last, her last mistake, instead of using cocoa, which is cacophon, that's word number 4 in our extra words, she used cinnamon, which is word number 5. It was a disaster. It was terrible. It was a big mess. Disaster is here as well, word number 6.
Yep.
That only Murphy's Law could explain. You know, if something can go wrong, it will.
然后最后就讲到说呢这个而且最后啊这个取而代之用了可可粉他却用了肉桂而这呢只是真的是一个只有墨菲定律才能解释得了的大灾难。
Now, let me tell you, in this case, I don't think this is Murphy's Law. I think she's just an idiot.
Me too.
Because you cannot get cinnamon and cocoa mixed up in a baking class. It just...
And...If, you know, the amount of sugar that you would need, you wouldn't have that much salt hanging about normally.
Yeah, so...
this person is really... Candy should not be baking, and
be in the kitchen at all.
I sure hope that she isn't like a doctor or a dentist.
Yeah, no
kidding. Or someone doing an important job like that, because, my goodness, she's a twit.
Uh-huh.
But if she burned the cake...And she messed up on the frosting, but she was trying to do things right.
Mm-hmm.
We might say it was Murphy's Law.
That's right.
Maybe the oven had something wrong with it.
Mm-hmm,
so the cake was burned.
Yeah.
That would be Murphy's Law.
Exactly.
Okay. 所以这边呢有一个很重要的差别就是呢如果呢是因为 Candy 很笨所以把盐当糖或者是把这个蛋白就混成连蛋黄都丢进去这些只是他的笨。造成的并不是墨菲定律、
yeah.
那么刚刚两个老师改的就是说如果是有可能出错比如烤箱有问题了哇真的有问题了那才叫 Murphy's Law
Please join us tomorrow for the second half of the show Until then
Bye
你想重听今天的广播内容吗快上常春藤网络书店 www.ivy.com.tw 这里提供您最多免费的英语学习资源最齐全的英语学习教材最丰富的英语广播教学课程 还有最多的超优好康，常春藤网络书店欢迎您。